Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet The Amazing Podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be Amazing Podcast on SweatNet. I'm your host, Seal, and I'm so excited you've joined me today. It is episode 49. And before we get into today's guest, I want to remind you that the Be Amazing Weekend is happening October 15th and 16th here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our title sponsor is Strong Fitness Magazine. A shout out to our other sponsors, Burn Bootcamp, SweatNet, Glowbody, Grace Communications, Start to Finish, and Run Charlotte Run. This weekend is an all-women's weekend. We're going to celebrate together. We've got some fun, incredible events that you can participate in and be part of. And then we are going to celebrate with the Be Amazing Gala, which is a big party, and we have special entertainment, men in bras. Yes, you heard me right. Men in bras rocking the runway for Carolina Breast Friends. So I encourage you to go to beamazingweekend.com right now. Take a look at the event, sign up for one, grab your gal pals, grab your tribe, come and join us. We are going to have an incredible time. I cannot wait. So now let's go ahead and talk about my guest this week. This week, I am talking with Jenny Fisher, a busy mom with a career in medical sales, who also has a very large online presence motivating others to live life to the fullest through moderation, balance, and women's empowerment. Jenny has always had a love for fitness, so much so that many of her dates with her college boyfriend, now husband, were spent in the gym together. Tune in and learn from Jenny the benefits of training rather than working out, incorporating Olympic lifts plus HIIT and low-impact mobility each training session, and offering yourself patience, grace, and self-love as you continue to strive for maximum self-optimization. Get ready for this incredible conversation with Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. Welcome to the show. I am so excited to have you because you are nothing but good energy. So I'm so glad you're here.
Yay. Thanks for having me, Seal. It's very good to finally like officially meet you. So thank you so much. I'm excited. Let's go.
All right. So first, let's lay a little bit of foundation of who you are.
Okay. Well, I'm a full-time working mother outside of the house, obviously, in medical sales. I've got two little boys. I've got a husband that I've been with since college. And now I have a social media presence, and through that, I've kind of regained my college fitness profession all back over again while I'm still maintaining all these other things. So now I own my own fitness app, and I'm still working, still keeping the kids, still trying to, you know, juggle all the balls. But that's me.
Which is all crazy good. And I started following you last year, and then through Strong Fitness Magazine, like I started seeing things that you were doing with them, and like, it's just been such a cool thing to watch. And you're not that far from me because I'm in Charlotte.
No. Yep.
And you're in Charleston or Mount Pleasant?
I am in the Charleston, Mount Pleasant area. They're right next door to each other. So we're 3 hours away, and I love Charlotte. That's a great city. Really cool city.
Yeah. So we're definitely going to have to connect in person at some point. So I look forward to that because I think it'll be super fun. But let's go back to where you kind of started with fitness. Have you always been active or played sports, or did you dance? Like, what's your background?
Yeah, I did all the things when I was younger. I was from a military family, and the military gives all the kids a lot of opportunities to do recreation. So my mom and dad always had us in stuff, but I ended up doing gymnastics and gravitating towards that. And then that led into cheerleading, that led into competitive cheerleading. And then after high school, so in high school, I did competitive cheerleading and soccer. That was my bread and butter. And then when I went to college, I really wanted to cheer, but I went to North Carolina State, which is, you know, at the time anyways, you had to kind of be about 100 pounds or be able to pull like a double full layout. I had neither of those things going for me, but I could dance my ass off, and never had formal dance training, but I was like, you know, I can dance, like that's a strong suit. And somehow I made the dance team, which is extremely competitive at NC State. But I think, and you would probably agree with this, I think if you have an athletic, just a body that understands control, you can kind of adapt it to a lot of things. And so I was able to pick up dancing that way. I've always been involved in sports of some kind. And that's my athletic background.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I knew it because I've watched the TikTok videos you do with these like dances that like, man, girl, you own it. Like, watch out, Britney Spears. You freaking own the floor.
Yeah.
I know. Listen, if you have not seen these videos yet, you need to go to her Instagram. Tell them what your IG is right now.
Thanks. Fit Fish Mom. My last name's Fisher, so Fit Fish Mom.
So definitely you need to watch those. It's
all good stuff. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, it's all good. And it just is like, it's fun because you are a mom and you do work and you do juggle a lot of different things. And then to see you kind of break it down and like, you wouldn't know that looking at you breaking it down in the dance routines that you do, but that's what makes it cool. So that's why I'm just like, you have to go see that.
It's such an outlet for me. You know, I'm not a painter or anything like that, but when I hear music, it is just in me to move. I'll be in the middle of Target or Walmart shopping, and if a song comes on that moves me right, I'm going to start dancing in the middle of the aisle. Yeah. So I started doing those like little video clips just for my own fun. And I would post them randomly, like, here's some entertainment, guys, if you want it. And I got a lot of people like, no, you need to post more of those. Those are really fun to watch. So every once in a while, I'll remember I haven't done one in a long time and I'll just throw it up for fun. So I appreciate the fact that you appreciate my old ass dancing and having a good time because it's just pure fun for me. So thank you.
Oh, well, you can totally tell just by your facials and like how you just are free. And no, and there's something to be said for that because I think, you know, I don't know, and this is a question I was going to ask you, so I'll ask you now. Do you ever have moments where you pause before you post? Man, I don't know what people are going to think of this. Or like maybe the first time you loaded up one of those dance videos, like what is the reaction going to be? Or did it even matter to you?
You know, maybe it's to a fault, but that stuff has never occurred to me to be worried about something, especially if it's not me voicing an opinion. When I voice opinions, those are the things that I read and reread and reread and make sure that my point is getting across very strongly. But no, I feel like if it's entertaining to me, I'll just post it. And oftentimes I might delete something just because I don't want to crowd my space. Does that make sense? Like if you go to my Instagram page, I don't want to be crowded. So I might take something down that way. But I've never really taken pause and thought about posting something like that. It's for pure entertainment. So no.
Well, I love the freedom and the creative expression and have mad appreciation for that. And I think it's so important that as women, we feel that way. Like we can truly be ourselves and embrace who we are and showcase that in whatever form of creative expression that you have, just like you said. Mm-hmm. So I just think that's amazing. And I definitely wanted to highlight that.
Thank you. You know, it's funny you say that because I feel like I've built this community. I want to say about, I don't know, 88 to 90% of my, I hate to use the word following, but the people that follow me are women. And it's because that's who I target, that I'm giving messages for women. However, I have a lot of men that are like, no, you influence me and you inspire me every day too. So I really appreciate that it crosses over. But because I have that feeling of I'm in a safe space with women, I ended up posting something to TikTok last year, like during quarantine, that was very women centric. And it was about, you know, this young kid hit on me as I was running one day and I overheard him. And I'm like, oh, that's just so rude. So that's inappropriate. I could be your mother, right? But then in my head, I'm like, yes, I still got it. Still got it. So I posted that again without a filter, without thinking about it. I posted it to TikTok. Well, TikTok is like the wild, wild west. You got the two opposing views. So I had the moms and the women that were like, yes, girl, you still got it. Good for you. I totally get that. That's hilarious. And 2 million views later, I had a bunch of men going, that's gross that you would want to be a predator to an 18-year-old boy, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm like, wow, I see how dividing those two viewpoints can be. And obviously being flattered isn't consent for anything. So maybe men need to check the way they're viewing that. But that is one thing that has given me pause when I go to TikTok, because anybody can see that. So I have to go, okay, if a grandpa in Iowa sees this, what's he going to think about that? So Instagram is totally a different space where I feel more controlled in who sees the things that I want them to see.
That's really interesting that you say that, because I've just over conversations I've had with different people who are, you know, maybe teach on social media, and they tell you to kind of focus on your space, like pick, you know, are you YouTube? Are you Instagram? Are you TikTok? Are you Facebook? And everybody's trying to figure out, where's my zone? So mm-hmm. I think that you just addressed that you said like Instagram is your space, like where you have full control.
It gives more control, and it gives me a strict demographic that I'm proud of and I'm proud to reach out to. And there's a give and take there, but, I do love TikTok though, cause it's all silly and fun. And, so it does have its pluses too, but yeah, like you said, there's different spaces for different things. You just have to be aware of it.
Well, what would you say to a woman that is starting to use social media and maybe has that creative side to her, or maybe is wanting to start posting things, but maybe feels a little unsure or nervous about it? What three tips could you give someone?
I just had a woman, my friend Jennifer, reached out to me on Instagram, and we got to know each other through Instagram. Very supportive of her. And she reached out to me one day. She's like, girl, I don't even know if you're going to get this message, but can you give me any tips? Because I would love to kind of follow in your track and become an influencer. I want to reach women because I think she said she's almost 50. And she said, I am just in my body now and super confident. I am in the best shape of my life. And I kind of want other women in my, stage of life to feel the same way. So my advice to her was, number one, be very direct in what you are, what you represent. So for example, if somebody comes to my page, I want them to, within like two or three posts, understand, okay, Jenny is a fit mom with a lot of stuff on her plate, but she's able to live to the fullest through moderation and balance. Like that is, and women's empowerment. Those things are the bread and butter of my message, my core message. So I told her, make sure you have a very clear message that people can take away as soon as they see one of your posts and they know that you're reliable in that message. I said, the other thing is be consistent in how often you're posting and the quality of your stuff and the message that you're putting out. Just consistency is really, really good to gain traction. And then the last thing that I told her is whenever I post something, I make sure that there's some kind of value add in there for the person reading. And it might not be for Seal. It might not be for, Becky or Barbara or Donna. But, Jess out in Oklahoma is going to get something. Somebody's going to pull something from it. And it's not just about Jenny Fisher. A lot of us get into this thing where because it's been a theme on Instagram of I'll post a picture of me and then I'll put just a quote. That's cool. But that's probably not somebody who's trying to grow into somebody who's influencing people. You would rather put a picture of yourself that's going to capture somebody's attention. But then what are you going to put in the caption that actually adds value to that person? So that's what I think of every time I post something is what can I post today that's going to teach somebody, that's going to uplift somebody, that somebody could take away from it. So those are some tips that I would go forward with if you're looking for that.
Absolutely. I love that. And I think that's simple. And I it really addresses growing your Instagram. And like you said, becoming an influencer. And I think you just wrapped that up. So thank you for sharing those three tips. I've seen yours grow and explode, and it's been awesome to see. And I knew that there were certain things that you were doing that got you there.
I try to be very mindful of it. And you're in sales too. I'm in sales. You're not successful in business by accident. There are certain things that you have to do. I've been to a lot of sales trainings, and there are things that salespeople have to do to accomplish that ultimate goal. And it's the same thing with influencing. Now, when I started that, I did not know. I had to learn these things on my own. But yeah, it's consistency in your message, consistency in the way you're posting and the quality, and then making sure you're adding value. Those are the three things.
Well, we've talked. I was going to save all that for the end of our conversation, but because I really wanted to jump back in and let's talk about fitness, because that is a huge piece of who you are. But I want to start with, what was the turning point for you? When did fitness really become really important to you personally again? Because you were, like you said, you did it all through, you were active and all of that. But what was that turning point, or that moment that fitness again became, super important?
Well, I'll answer that in two ways, because it was never not important to me in my personal life. I was a personal trainer in college. That's how my husband, my then boyfriend at the time, we both paid our bills by personal training. And then we graduate college and you got to get a job, right? That's why you went to college, is to use your 4-year degree to do something. So we ended up getting sales jobs, both of us, but we always, both of us have always been in the gym. That was a lot of our date nights, was going to the gym and stuff like that. So I've always been that person that my girlfriends would go, "Hey, Jenny, can you show me maybe how to modify this? Can you show me a workout that we can do together? How do you feel about the keto diet?" Like, people would just gravitate towards me because they knew I was passionate about that stuff. But it didn't turn into an online blogging thing until about 3 years ago. Yeah, it's been 3 years exactly almost. I was sitting down, my husband was traveling for work, and I was sitting on the couch going, I just had a bunch of friends recently ask me all these questions about fitness, and I feel like I have a wealth of knowledge that I could give out, but how do I do that? And then it just occurred to me, start doing 15-minute workouts, you know, for people that can do, they could do it in their kitchen while they're cooking. And that's how I started, was doing little 15-minute workouts. And then it grew into people actually valued the tips that I had too. So then I started elaborating on that. And that is how I became known as a fitness person. Yeah.
That's awesome. And so from this point, you now have you have an app. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. Thanks. Let's talk about that. So you mentioned Strong Fitness Magazine. We go into quarantine in March, April, and I'm at home. I was in that next issue of Strong Fitness Magazine as one of their 3 women to watch. Very honored to do that. And I reached out to them and I said, "Hey guys, I don't know if you need this, but I'm bored at home and I would love to teach virtually on your site if you need that." And they reached right back out to me. They were like, "Hey, yeah, that sounds great. We're trying to line some trainers up. We'd love for you to teach virtually." So I did that for them a bunch of times during quarantine. And the connection that I got, I had no idea that I would be good at something like that until you're thrown into it. And I was like, "Wow, I really love this. People are giving me so much positive feedback. People are asking for this." So I prayed a lot about it. It took a long time for me to actually go, "Okay, I'm going to do this." It was a lot of, "I feel this way, but I'm scared to voice it. I'm scared to bring it to my husband. I'm going to keep it inside of me until it's about to burst out." And that's what happened, is I finally was like, "I got to do this. I have to do this. I'm having a calling to do this." So what my husband and I agreed to was, let's just do a closed Facebook group. People can subscribe if they want. It'll be safe. It'll be easy. Came up with Get Salty. And then I went and videoed some sessions, went to upload it onto Facebook, and Facebook was like, "Uh-uh, girl, ain't gonna work. Not gonna work. So sorry." So it got me thinking about how busy I am with my job, my kids, all this stuff. I can't deal with technical issues. So, you know, I talked my husband into investing in an app where they would handle all of my technical issues. I just had to provide the content and the branding and the marketing. And that's what I ended up doing. So I found a company that could help me develop my own app. And now here we are. So now I'm training women in Norway and Canada and California and China and living my dream.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And really I love that it came out of, like you said, this is one of those things that came out of quarantine with COVID. Who knew?
I know. Quarantine somehow blessed me. I mean, there were a lot of heartaches too, but I'm like, at least I got this out of it, you know?
Well, that's awesome. And it's definitely easy to see your passion, because just from what I've seen on Instagram and then the conversations we've already had, and we align so much. I'm like, how did I not know you?
You know what, that has been such a really cool blessing from social media, is some of these women that I talk to, and I don't need it. I get affirmations all day long, and I will have some of the dopest women send me, like today, somebody sent me this clip and they were like, "Just in case you needed a smile today." And it was a little baby girl going, "You are awesome. You are beautiful. You got this, girl." And I was like, she did not need to send that to me. And that just there are so many amazing women in this world. And I'm so happy to be part of this cool community. It's really neat.
It is. We have the coolest community when it comes to fitness and women, and just the inspiration and the empowerment of each other and the support. So much support within the women's fitness community that, I mean, to me, it's just nothing but love.
I know it is. It's strong.
It's awesome. So let's move on, because I want you to tell us what your absolute favorite workout is.
Okay. This is going to sound really narcissistic, but being able to train myself for the last 15 years without thought about it, just using myself as a guinea pig, I really have enjoyed the way that I just naturally train, which is go in Olympic lift, mix in some HIIT. I love functional HIIT movements, high intensity, high cardio, athletic, powerful movements, and then end it with like a nice mobility, like functional mobility, low impact, no weights, just moving to maintain. But those three elements, you put those three things together and I'm good. Love it.
I'm right there with you. I love everything about adding hits and between strength. I think that's that's the ultimate workout.
Yeah. And maximize your time too. Cause that's, I have this mantra of we're training now. We're no longer working out. We're no longer checking that box. So what does that mean? That means I'm going in there and I'm not watching the clock to see how long I've been in there. I'm watching the clock to go, how quickly can I rest and get back to what I'm doing? Because I need to get out of here. You know, I need to make this as efficient as possible. So I'm getting that recovery, you know, optimized and things like that. And yeah, all that stuff comes together.
Yeah, that's so important. And I think women need to hear that. I've talked with other people before, and you know, this pressure of you have to do a 45-minute workout, or it has to be an hour. It doesn't have to be that.
It needs to be effective. Yeah. And it needs to be challenging.
That's it. That is on point. So you're going into this great workout. Do you have a must listen song, or is it a quote, or is it a podcast? Like, is there something that fires you up before you go in the gym?
Okay. Yes. And this is, people are going to be like, I got to look that one up. That one's weird. There was this Bruce Lee YouTube video that was put up. It's like 3 minutes long. My husband showed it to me about a decade ago. And it has this song behind it called Motivation. And I think Kelly Rowland did a song to it, but you take her vocals off of it and just have the instrumental. So whenever I'm at the gym and I'm in that very last set of squats and it's gotten really heavy and I just need something to just pump me up, I will put that song on, and it's pure instrumental, but there's something about the beat and the image of Bruce Lee, like nunchucking some ping pong balls, like comes to my mind and I'm like, yes, be water. That is, I got you, Bruce, like be water. I got you. I'm telling you the song, but it's called Motivation, and it's just the instrumental version of it. It's on my Spotify, Get Salty playlist.
Well, yeah, and we'll have to drop that in the post when it goes out. I'll make sure we put that in the post too and check out that song. So I'm gonna have to go back. I'm gonna have to go find that now and listen to
it. It's good. Yeah, you're gonna be like, I don't get it, Jenny. Watch that YouTube video though of Bruce Lee, and you're gonna go, oh, I got it. I get it now.
You know, we've talked about a lot of different things, and I know your passion is for women. I know your passion for fitness. But is there anything else on your heart that you want to share with the listeners?
The biggest thing that I try to stress to people is, I did a TikTok video this morning, because it was on my heart apparently, about how we tend to have a lot of patience and grace with people around us, whether it's your coworkers or your kids or whatever. We give a lot of ourselves to people and we let a lot of things slide, and we forget to do that to ourselves sometimes. And we get very hard and judgmental on ourselves. And we expect these crazy things to come out of what we're doing when we're already busy. You know, working mothers, single mothers, stay-at-home moms that are holding it down, all of them blow my mind. And when I see them being so hard on themselves about not being able to live up to these crazy goals that they pull from the ether, it makes me want to shake them and be like, do you realize how amazing you are? So I think just the reminder of be kind to yourself. And if you feel like you're failing, just reset yourself and set your bar just a little bit lower. You know, you need to hit these things gradually, because those little things will lead to consistency, but you just gotta put one foot in front of the other and be kind to yourself.
Absolutely. Grace and compassion for yourself is such a big thing. And, it's one that, especially with women, we're not good at that. You know, we put such high expectations, and we'll easily beat ourselves up if we don't meet that. So
yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for being on the podcast. Like,
thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be here, and it's always, it's always a treat to me just to talk to other women that get it and are so passionate about reaching out to other women and empowering them. So thank you for what you're doing.
Absolutely. Well, where can everybody find you? I know you mentioned IG, but is there anywhere else that you want to mention where they can find you, whether it's TikTok or other places on social media?
Yeah, you can find me on basically any social media at FitFishMom. And then you can download the Get Salty app onto your Apple or Android phone. And that's where my entire program is.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for being on, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again in the future and see what else is happening.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much. You're amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So we just finished the podcast, but I had to come back on because the story is too good that we have to share it. I just asked you, I was like, when I come to Charleston, I want to come and work out with Jenny.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I think it'll be so fun, but you had a really cool moment happen with somebody who wanted to work out with you. And I'd love to share that.
Thanks for letting me share this. And I'm sure Tina will like die that I'm bringing this up. So I get random messages every once in a while for people like, hey girl, I'm in your area. Can we work out? And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But this one particular time, it was right around Christmas. So I was off work. She's like, I'm visiting family from Virginia and I'd love for you to come work out at Thurn Boot Camp with me. And I went, yeah, sure. Okay. Whatever. I can make that happen. So I'm headed up there. And like I told you, my husband's like, you know, oh, watch out. She might be a stalker. She might murder you. You know, and I'm like, no, she's sweet. She's fine. So we went to Burn Boot Camp, did our workout. And then the sweet instructor at Burn Boot Camp gets on the microphone after the workout. And she's like, hey guys, I just wanted to thank Jenny Fisher, Fit Fish Mom, for coming in and working out. This was Tina's Christmas wish that she would work out with her friend. Of course, I'm like red faced, like, oh my gosh, I did not know all this. This is so embarrassing, but totally flattering. And then later on, about 10 minutes later, I'm talking to Tina. We took a couple pictures together and she goes, it's because of you that I've gone from a very unhealthy lifestyle at 190 pounds, which weight doesn't mean anything. But to her, she was like, I was unhealthy. I've dropped down to 120 pounds. I'm eating moderately. I'm in total control of my diet now. And I am actually training 4 to 5 days a week, which before she was not doing anything. So yeah, that right there influenced me to keep doing what I'm doing. So, you know, you never know who you're impacting out there or how you're impacting them. So yeah, you got to take these things more seriously than you think sometimes. But thank you for letting me share that story.
No, I know
Tina's going to die.
We'll make sure we highlight her in this. Like, I just think it's so amazing. And like, that's the thing, the stories of women, like, you never know who you're influencing or what you might put out there that's going to touch someone. And man, it just had to fuel you even more.
Oh, yeah. I was on cloud nine. I was trying to play it cool. Like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Meanwhile, I'm like, are you kidding me? That's insane. So yeah. Very cool. Oh. Thank you.
Oh yeah. That. No. So thank you for sharing that story. So amazing. Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about SweatNet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at SweatNet and SweatNet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast.